Vanna Dalton, 7:55 on Mobile Mornings.
Yes, and it's a Thursday. That means it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, and it's brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive. And, of course, it wouldn't be the Fishing Report without Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
Man, I'll tell you what, I got a couple cats after my job this morning. I got Dr. Frank Kerbel and his son Andrew with me today, and they are just out fishing me terribly. They're after my job.
Isn't the idea to bring them out there and just let them dominate you so they come back?
Well, I wish I could say I was letting them do it, but they're doing it without me letting them. I can tell you that.
What's the secret this morning, Captain Bobby? Why are the fish hitting?
Well, I'll tell you what's happened, and we've talked about it over the last few weeks, Dalton, is this transition is occurring right now where we're having a lot of bait pushing up into these rivers. And so with that, we've just kind of followed them up in the rivers. As you guys well know, we haven't had rain to speak of, so all of the rivers are real salty right now, and that's allowed that bait to push up into the rivers. And, of course, the fish are right behind them. And we're a pretty good ways up the river this morning, considerably further up than where I've been catching them. So the key is just kind of keep your eyes open right now about where this bait's starting to show up. The birds give them away a little bit. I took a couple chances this morning on some points on some river ledges right now, and the fish are just all over these bars right now. So we've been catching them pretty much since before the sun came up, and still actually they're catching them right now as we speak.
Yeah.
They're getting even more of a head start on me. So but that's the key right now. Just follow these fish up in the rivers. All the tidal rivers are going to have fish in them, including the delta. So if you like fishing our delta, which is a treasure, that's good. The tidal rivers on the western side of the bay, Dog and Fowl, both have fish in them. The eastern shore rivers in Magnolia and Fish River are going to have fish in them, again, because it's gotten so salty and there's so much bait pushed up in these rivers. Shrimp's still going to be the key. We're using artificial bait, but if you want to use live shrimp, that'll work well too. But I can tell you, until some of these shrimp move, they're killing them back here. Till these shrimp get moved out of these rivers, it's going to be some kind of shrimp imitation, live shrimp that's going to get the fish in the boat for you. Now, the downside is you may have to go through a lot of fish to get some big fish because there's so many fish in here. Mm. But it's not a bad problem when your corks are going under all morning long going through them. So it's a pretty good little problem to have. But that's going to be the case probably for a while, at least until we get some sure enough cold weather. Mm-hmm. Speaking of cold weather, got a little weak front coming through this weekend. So Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, if it's not raining, it should be pretty good. Going to have some cloud cover and a little bit of wind. We're on a great tide cycle where the water's starting to fall right at daybreak. So you're going to have a lot of little components come together for a potentially good fishing trip this weekend if you're thinking about getting out there.
It's been an exceptional September and October for you, hasn't it, Bobby?
Oh, it has, man. I'll tell you, it's just been phenomenal. And, I mean, knock on wood, we hadn't had any problems with the H-word. And like we talked about, we've had a lack of rain, which we really need some local rain. But even if we get some local rain, it's so dry right now, it's not going to really change anything. The next big change we'll start to see is when we start to get some really good hard cold snaps, and that will start changing things in terms of getting some of this bait out of these rivers. And then at that point, we're going to start talking about using some different types of lures. But, again, right now, man, if you're out there, I would highly recommend having some kind of shrimp invitation tied on.
All right, as we wrap it up, we got about 20 seconds. How can folks sign up for a trip?
ateamfishing.com is our website. Real easy to navigate. You can get us on the email or on the old-fashioned way. They got another fish. or get us on the phone, man. Hey. You guys have a good weekend. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Bobby. Captain Bobby.
Showing off at this point.
The doctor and his son. It is 7:59.